Hey, thanks for coming over on such short notice. I'm really sorry I worried you. It's nothing serious. I mean, it is serious, but it's not like I don't know. It's hard to explain. Do you want to come to the living room? Okay, I don't really know where to start, but I have a favor to ask, and it's gonna need a lot of explanation beforehand. Okay, so you've known me for a long time, and you trust me, right? You know that I would never make something up to fuck with you or to make you look silly. I need to ask because what I'm about to tell you is going to sound really crazy. And I mean batshit insane, so please just bear with me. By the end of it, you'll understand why I called so late, and why I couldn't just tell you over the phone. I know, I'm getting there. All right, so you remember when I had that really bad depressive episode a couple years back? That time when I wasn't eating much or going outside anymore? You sat me down to ask me what was wrong, and I told you it was just a rough patch because I was getting used to a new medication. And then, for a few months, I completely shut you out until I got a new job working night shift. I started seeing someone new and found the right dosage. Well, I was struggling with my mental health, but the trigger for that wasn't my medication. What started it all is the part that is going to be really hard to admit and even harder to believe. You see, right before that episode, I'd been seeing someone who claimed to be a vampire. They were goth, pretty eccentric, and they liked all things spooky, scary skeletons, so I just thought it was part of their aesthetic. No big deal. Until one night we both got a bit drunk and carried away, and they drank from me. And drank. And drank. I almost died that night. They didn't realize how far they had gone, how much blood I lost, until it was too late. And by that point, the only way to be saved was to be turned. You're looking at me like I'm fucking crazy. I know how this sounds. I'd be just as skeptical if I was in your position. But I swear on my grandmother's life that I'm telling you the truth. I went through and even I thought it was crazy. I thought I dreamt the whole thing up and my partner was just gaslighting me into believing it really happened for some fucked up reason. Before long, though, the effects were undeniable. I couldn't leave the house during the day without feeling like I was burning up. Eating garlic made me violently ill, and my reflection just fucking disappeared one day. Look, I could prove it to you. Pull your phone out. Come on, do it. Try to take a photo of me. You see? Nothing. I told you I wouldn't make something like this up. I'm sorry I hid this from you for so long. I didn't know how to tell you, and I was scared to try. I didn't want you to be afraid of me. Well, I'm technically a monster now, but I'm still the same person. I would never drink enough to put anyone in danger. The only people I drink from are willing. I'm telling you now because I need your help. Up until now, all my donors have been my partners. I don't feel safe telling strangers what I am, but as you know, I've been single for a long time. It's been months since I last ate. It's to the point where I can feel myself. I'm running out of time. Please tell me you know what I'm going to ask. I still have other options if you aren't comfortable with that. I totally understand that this is a lot to ask. Please don't feel obligated. You're just the person I trust most, so I'm asking you first. Well, it's kind of like donating blood anywhere else, except quicker, because there's no paperwork. And instead of your arm, I'll be taking it from your neck with my mouth and drinking it. You get free cookies and water like normal, though. Are you sure? It doesn't have to be tonight if you're not ready. Thank you. I'll be as gentle as possible. It'll feel a bit strange and it's gonna make you dizzy. You should lean back on the couch. Are you okay with me over you like this? It's the easiest way to do it. I can hear your heart pounding. Don't be scared. It won't hurt. Most people actually find it pleasant. You can hold on to me if it helps. I'm gonna count you down like you're getting a piercing, okay? Deep breath in. 1, 2, 3. Is this okay? I'm not hurting you, am I? You're doing really well. It feels like what? Wait, what's embarrassing? Do you need me to stop? It feels good? Yeah, I told you a lot of people find it pleasant. You're... Oh. You mean like... good, good. It's okay. Don't be embarrassed. It's a normal reaction. A lot of donors feel that way. It can be kind of arousing from my end as well. I mean, it doesn't help that this is a pretty intimate position. Yeah, it can be. Oh, you mean, like, am I turned on right now? I don't not feel it. But don't worry, I can shut that part out and do this completely platonically. I'm not sure what you mean. Would you like it to be more than platonic? Tell me what you want and I'll give it to you. Kiss you? Gladly. But I'm gonna taste like blood. Your shirt's gonna get stained. Do you want my help taking it off? Mm. Much better. Oh, fuck. Look at it dripping down your chest. I'm not usually a messy eater. Let me clean it up for you. Shall I grab a rag, or would you rather I use my tongue? You're right. My tongue is much more convenient. You don't mind if I tease your nipples while I'm down here, do you? You don't? Even if I bite? You can handle a lot of pain, huh? You're covered in your own blood, and the only moans I've heard are from pleasure. It's not too much for you, right? Are you not scared of the damage I could do to you after what I confessed tonight? You're very brave. I appreciate your trust. Oh God, your blood is the sweetest I've ever had. Oh, I wish you could experience what it tastes like to me. Would you still like to try? Here. Open up. Lick it off my fingers. God, you look so beautiful in red. No arguing. Just focus on my fingers. God, you're beautiful. I'm not gonna let you talk down to yourself. If I have to keep your mouth full to prevent that, I will. Can you be good and keep sucking on my fingers while I return to your neck? Good job. I'm gonna remove my fingers now. Can I trust you to behave yourself? You want more? More of what? More of me? You're gonna have to be more specific, darling. Really? You want my cock? Want me to fill you up? You sound like you need this as much as I do. I'm gonna have to get lube. I prepared for drinking, not... You sure? I don't want to hurt you like that. I'll go slow. If it gets too much, let me know and I'll stop. Can you help me take these off of you? Mine'll come next, but I want to see you first. Fuck. if I wasn't already hard. You got my fingers nice and wet once already. You think you could do that again? You sound so pretty moaning around my fingers. You're doing a really good job. I think this'll be enough to slick myself up. Would you touch yourself while I line up my cock? Good job. Patience. I'm making sure you're lubed up as well. I'm not just trying to tease you by rubbing my cock against your entrance. May I? I'm gonna ease into you now. Don't stop touching. Oh, your heat is almost too much. Being undead makes the warmth much more intense. Oh, fuck. How's it feel? Can I go faster? You don't have to speak if you don't have the energy. Your moans tell me enough. You look a little spacey. Are you feeling lightheaded from the blood loss? It's okay. I'll take good care of you. You just relax and I'll do all the work. Let me grab one leg. Wrap it around me so I can fuck you deeper. Just like that. That's better. I wish I had the words to describe how incredible you feel. How incredible you look. I could spend the rest of my eternity inside of you. This whole room reeks of your blood and it's driving me crazy. I could drain you completely and still want more. Is it okay if I feed while I fuck you? I won't take much more. I promise. Good. Oh, I want to mark up the other side of your neck. I want to make you mine. Every vampire in town is gonna know that you're taken. I'm a little shocked you haven't passed out yet. You're taking this quite well for a human. Your legs are trembling. You gonna come on my cock? Yeah? Oh, fuck. Oh. Go ahead, sweetheart. Come. Come. Yeah, come for me. Keep going. Oh, that's it. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, fuck, you're clenching so much. I'm gonna... Hey, stay with me a little bit longer. I'm gonna pull out. Hold on. I know that was a lot. You did great. You're incredible. Here, hold this against your neck like this. Just like that. The bleeding's already starting to slow down. I know you're feeling dizzy and weak right now, but you're gonna be okay. No, don't try to get up yet. You need to rest. I'll take care of everything else. Look at me. Just breathe. Slow in. And out. Very good. I'll go get you a glass of water and a snack. We're gonna get some food and water into you, and then you can sleep if you'd like, okay? Then I could get you cleaned up while you rest, if you consent to that. Good. I'll be right back. I'll only be gone for a second, and I'll be right around the corner so you can call me if you need me, okay?